Hello, my name is Ken. I'm calling about last week's edition of the media program. And just to clarify something, the real break in the story regarding soccer was when news came out that it was not just a sports issue, but that it is actually becoming a political and humanitarian issue. When Qatar was granted the World Cup for like 8 years from now, it became a real health concern. Qatar is a very small country and an extremely wealthy one. And all of the physical labor that was being done to construct the stadiums were being done by immigrants that were brought in from Eastern Asian countries, and they were treated terribly. And that it's estimated that thousands and thousands of people will die during the construction process.
My name is Yael. I'm from East Hampton, Massachusetts, and I'm an Israeli who is responding to the presentation by Dr. Herb London, which I just heard. I'm very, very disappointed to hear that he has joined in the hysteria over the BDS movement and has participated in spreading more of the lies about it. And actually, it was almost laughable talking about the politics of fear. Well, I wonder if he's checked in with Netanyahu lately. For all of this hysteria and all of this nonsense, which Herb London and the Israeli government are spreading, no one among them has asked for 1 minute why BDS is gaining momentum in this country. Israel itself does not look inward and ask, why is the world unhappy with the occupation of the Palestinian people?
My name is Robert. I'm calling from the Thruway as I'm driving north toward Albany. My question is, why are we hearing from the governor about the prison break instead of the warden or the commissioner of corrections? I haven't heard anything at all from the warden nor the commissioner of corrections. Why would the governor preempt those people in going to the prison and visiting, where my guess is he probably knows little or next to nothing about the operation of the prison? I could be wrong about that, of course. That's my question. Why haven't we heard from the warden and the commissioner of corrections?
This is Judy Elkin in Poughkeepsie, New York. This past Monday, on Medical Monday, a caller asked about where to find information about the safety of cosmetic ingredients. And a very good source of information is the Environmental Working Group, EWG, on the net, and their Skin Deep program, which gives very important information about all of the lotions and cosmetics that we use every day. EWG.
It's Jill Movius in Mountainville, New York. I just wanted to thank Alan Chartok for his hour-long conversation with Andrew Mandel of the organization Strong East Ramapo. This was exactly the kind of reasoned, informative, in-depth discussion we know we can count on from WAMC.
My name is Pauline Boehm, and I'm calling from Rexford, New York. I was listening to Stephen Lebo's commentary today, and I thought it was right on. I was born and raised a Catholic and have always had problems coming to terms with much of what Catholicism teaches, especially in regard to birth control in a world that is overpopulated, as he stated in his commentary. Many of the things he said were just so true, and I agree with him. I think this new pope is a breath of fresh air.
Bill Gragan, Albany, New York. How dare WAMC broadcast Stephen Lebo's vile, bigoted attack on Catholics and the Catholic Church? His Thursday essay proclaiming that after two millennia he has finally found a, quote, good Catholic, unquote, in Pope Francis is a particularly insidious form of propaganda that would make even Joseph Goebbels blush. Would WAMC air an essay about the good Jew or the good Negro? Do those who contributed to the recently ended fund drive really support this type of hate speech? WAMC owes everyone an apology.